Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
That's right, and I'm having the best day ever, and that's the first thing my son said to me this morning is we're going to have the best day ever, and it can't get any better than this. We just had on the founder and CEO of Studio Movie Grill. Later on, we're going to have Kara Golden, the founder of Direct Source Wealth. You could reach her at directsourcewealth.com/hero. And by the way, thank you for the feedback we continue to have when I interview John Paul DeJoria. With that, let's get right into our next hero. Imagine this, you're working on an oil rig. Going from oil rig to the fashion industry. Two polar opposites, some might say. But this next former CEO of this brand that almost everybody in the world knows, I'm going to tell you who that is in a minute. It's Tom Murray, who could be reached at TomMurray.com, who retired from, are you ready for this, Calvin Klein after 17 years with this iconic brand, facilitated the growth from $2.8 billion to over $8 billion. Now, Tom, how in the world do you go from working on an oil rig to becoming CEO of Calvin Klein?
Well, I tell you what happened. That was actually a summer job from college, and my dad was a oil company executive, and he was very friendly with the CEO of a company called Kerr McGee, which owned the oil rig. And so, you know, they pay good money for summertime. So I went down there 80 miles off the southern coast of Louisiana and took a workboat out there and spent one summer working on this oil rig, which was an amazing experience for me in many ways. And,
I mean, just absolutely phenomenal in that. I mean, let's mention to me about the experiences, though, that you learned from on the oil rig that you carried over to what you were doing at Calvin Klein.
Well, you know, a little bit of it was about teamwork, to tell you the truth. I mean, it was very unique in that I was obviously not a Cajun, and being in southern, off the coast of southern Louisiana, every single person on the rig was a Cajun except me. And I showed up and I was had brand new equipment. I had long hair. I had a brand new helmet and the whole thing. I got off the workboat and I stuck out like a sore thumb. And so the first night in the shower, some of the roustabouts, we were all called roustabouts in that job, started to shove me back and forth. And so I thought, you know, people die on these rigs all the time. I said, I better watch out here. So being a wrestler and being pretty tough, I started to fight back, and they respected that. And what happened was we became friends. And then I learned a lot about, I guess you could say, teamwork, because it was such a dangerous job that you had to watch out for each other, and you really worked as team. So it was one of the first learning experiences that I had that will always stay with me, and it was about teamwork as much as anything else, and very, very hard work, and was the hardest work I've ever done before or since, physical labor. But that was very good experience in that regard as well.
Now, Tom, we got flooded with a number of questions when everybody was finding out that you were coming in on our show, and a couple questions that came in around the same type of topic was, talk to us about your wardrobe.
My personal wardrobe?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, I'm retired now since 2005, first quarter, but I still have probably 20 Calvin Klein suits, which are timeless, you know, all made, handmade in Italy and so on. So, you know, I still, when I need a suit, I pull one of those Calvin Klein suits out. But being retired, I wear mostly shorts now, and which is one of the great things about being retired and living in Palm Beach.
I love it, love it. Well, you're listening to me, David Kogan, host of the Alliances Hero Show. Make sure you go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. It is the only place where entrepreneurs align, because we're talking with Tom Murray now, former CEO of Calvin Klein. And now let's talk about his book. You wrote, How I Went From an Oil Rig to CEO of Calvin Klein. And your newest book, A Great Fit, Finding the Work That Suits Your Best. You talk about the most essential part of becoming successful is finding not only the right fit, but a great fit. So what are one or two of the secrets to truly finding that great fit?
Well, David, I think it takes time. I mean, it's not easy, and I think you have to be patient, and a lot of it is you have to make it work. It's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. I mean, some jobs may not seem perfect in the beginning. They may not seem like a great fit in the beginning, but you have to have tenacity. And, you know, I've always found that to be one of my greatest assets. And all the jobs I've had turned out in the end of the day, particularly the Calvin Klein job, to be a great fit. But it wasn't necessarily a great fit from day one. I had to really work at it. And I did, and I became very successful in that career. And I'll never forget it. It was the job of a lifetime, and I will never forget it.
If you were giving a lecture to, for example, FITM, which is located in L.A., where my daughter's going to be going to school, Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, what would you say to the graduates there about their passion of trying to get into the field and being, you know, successful on their path like you've been in the fashion industry?
Well, I think probably the most important thing I would say to them is tenacity and patience, because these jobs aren't easy. You know, no great job is easy to achieve. And so I think that's really the advice that I would give. And it has to be something you love. And that's part of a great fit. I mean, it's a career that you love, that you're passionate about. So you have to love it, and you have to be patient, and you have to be tenacious.
Now, Tom, the biggest secret of all that we need to know is that you celebrated recently 43 years of marriage. Is that possible?
Well, yes, it is, and it's actually 44 years of marriage. We met as childhood sweethearts when we were 15 years old. Been married ever since, and we couldn't be happier. It's one of the, my wife is the love of my life, and it really has worked out great.
What about some advice for the small businesses that are trying to, get into that fashion industry itself? They've got designs in that. They don't have the name brand yet. What kind of advice can you share with them? Because it seems like, a lot of people, there's a lot of these co-op working places now for fashion itself where people are trying to get into that industry.
Well, I think one of the most important things that I used to mentor design students when I was at Calvin Klein. It was one of the things that I did as a sort of a sideline there. And I used to talk to them a lot about making sure that they had a business model that could make money, or at least not lose money. Because sometimes the fashion students get so involved in fashion, they forget about the fact that the business has to survive. It only survives if it makes money. And that was kind of a strong message. And I used to work with them on that in individual cases. And I think I was able to help a lot of them along the way.
And what would you say is the most important accessory for a man and maybe for a woman?
Well, for a woman, it's definitely a handbag, I believe. And it's also shoes. But I think primarily it's the handbag. And, a lot of successful businesses are built around ladies' handbags. And as far as men go, accessories are not as big an aspect, really, I think, on the men's side. I think, belts and shoes are important accessories, and they have to be tasteful, and they have to go with the outfit and all of that. But it's really more, I think, of a women's thing.
Where can we go ahead and pick up your books, the two books that you've written?
Well, first of all, I've only written one book, and I didn't. And the one book that I've written is a great fit, and it is not published yet. We've completed the manuscript, and my agent is talking to publishers right now in determining which publisher we should go with. And so that book, when it's published next year sometime, it will be available at all the typical book outlets and Amazon probably, and
great,
all the various bookstores and so on.
Excellent. And what motivated you to write it?
Well, that motivation came from my wife. She said to me, "Tom, I think you should write a book." And so I said, "Well, you know what? I never thought about it, but I think it's a great idea." And so that's how it all started, and that's why I did it.
Ah, fantastic. Well, Tom, Oil Rig to Fashion Runways with Calvin Klein. That's a hero, Tom Murray. You can reach him at tommurray.com. And be on the lookout for his book, a great fit finding the work that suits you. It is a great fit. David Kogan with Eliances.